Some of those memories was, I lived in Queensbury Court, which backed on, just behind us, was the railway, the main London railway. And I can remember from about four onwards, that was our playing area, because the grass was high and you could build all sorts of camps, etc., like, as boys would do, like, climb trees, etc.
The most I remember is when we were in Homestead Lane, where Homestead Court is now, the hotel up the hill, I used to play with the boys up there. We used to build little camps and all that. We used to get saucepans and things for my mum, you know, and different things. And we used to go up there and we'd just muck about, you know.
Yeah. I remember that in Queensbury Court, that if you were caught playing football on the pristine grass verges, one of the neighbours would come out and tell you off. Get off the grass, sort of thing. So we used to play in, as you come into Queensbury Court, you got down to the, not to the bottom, say three quarters of the way down, and there was a large circle patch of road. Old Fred Taylor, greengrocer, used to turn his horse and cart around there. Like, okay, there's one lamppost at the end with a bar spiking, and that was a, we can remember somehow or other, we got a rope up there. It didn't last long because Peter climbed up this rope and he got to the top. And I can remember this lady coming out and she gave him a right telling off. And of course, they had to go and get somebody to take the rope off and that. Past the newt pond, as we used to call it, where we used to be kids and we used to pick up newts and all this sort of thing, and frogs and keep them in jars and all that, little diddlers. Because we used to go up to Shepherd's Woods when we got up to the, well, even during the war, we used to go up there and swing from the trees, and there was a great dell there, and I can remember going up there with my mum and my granddad, and we used to sit on these, well, you sat on the, round the top, and they used to put shows on, like plays and such singing and all that. I can remember them quite well. We used to play up there a lot. I mean, we're always up there swinging from the rhododendrons, because there were the rhododendrons they've now pulled down. They grew about 2 or 3 feet off the ground, so you could walk a large distance without touching the ground. That was the thing. So you would have races from one end to the other. And if you put a foot on the ground, you were out, sort of thing. Like
the community centre.
Community centre, that's it. Still have, the ladies used to go down there, have various events on. And quite a few of the ladies went down there.
Yes.
And I mean, I can remember, even after the war, sometime after the war, my mum still used to go down there and meet all her cronies down there, like, you know, sort of. Because I joined the Scouts just before the war, but then because when the war broke out, the Scout leader got called up. We happened at St Michael's Church in Ludgate Way. And then I joined the Army Cadets, and I'm being blowed whether, don't know what happened, but he got called up as well. So that packed up, especially at weekends, early morning, you know, so half past 8 in the morning, pick up 2 or 3 of my mates, and we go off. We're going to pick blackberries, Mum. All right. What you didn't know was it wasn't blackberry season. We used to get up to all sorts of not bad things. On the railway bank, what's the name of the 20-mile bridge?
Yeah.
There was a, you could walk along looking at the railway, and you could go along the top of this bank looking down. There used to be an old water tank where it used to feed in the middle of the railway track. It'd be a trough where the expresses used to pick up water. But I think they moved that further up somewhere. Of course, over the years, it had rusted away. And it was just a hulk, just a square, rusted metal. And that was one of our play areas. And you meet people, lads from Anside Lane up there, like, you know, sort of. And we would beg, borrow, or steal a box of matches and have a little fire, and we'd try and cook different things, like, but that sort of thing. Like. And then Murphy Radio used to have a sports club in Handside Lane, and they did rugby, football, various sports. Us on this side of the town would go to Pear Tree Club, and that did various sports. Football, there was quite a lot of different sports they used to do, like. And of course, you met all your friends there, schoolmates, and all that there. And my mum and dad couldn't afford a bike. And I remember over a few months going round, finding old bits and pieces of bikes up at the dump. And I can remember we couldn't afford any inner tubes and things like that, and we used to stuff them, the tyre, with grass and stuff like that. Because we only used to ride around the fields and that. And then, of course, when we did get cycles, etc., we used to go to St Albans and Hartford and places like that.
Because there were lanes going to Hartford.
And with the Garden City had a fairground that used to be held where the Argus place was, a bit further, where the post office is now, I suppose, near that area. They used to have a fairground up there every year. When I first started at Anside School, in the mornings, April, I can always remember, it always had to be April, every flipping year. Then march off from the school, round the corner, around Anside Lane, down to Stanford, to the swimming pool. Oh, was it cold. They used to throw you in, but you could swim or not, in the shallow end, but you loved to swim. For some reason, they built a manager's house thing, the flat thing above it, the price went up, so when we were youngsters, just after the war, we couldn't really afford to go swimming there. So we used to go over where the railway is. You know, when you come down Stanford, you've got two lakes, but the sailing side, we used to go right over to under the railway, where there's a railway bridge like this. And as the river turned, it used to leave the osier beds, and it used to leave the silt, and it was all lovely and soft. And it'd be about, 4 foot deep, was it? Something like that.
Yeah.
4 or 5 foot deep. So you could swim on there, quite nice. In fact, it was, sometimes I used to think back and think, well, I'm sure it's warmer here than it is in that blooming swimming pool. But that was our swimming. In the winter time, ideally, the ideal place we found to use the sledges were up the top of the hill, and you come all the way down, go through where the car park is now, and you go straight through. If you were right, you could clear the river, but if not, you end up in the river. Because you come down, and it was steep, so you gained quite a bit of speed. And when you were, I suppose I was 13, I don't think I'd left school. But even after I left school, we used to go over there. You could get a nice turn of speed down there on the snow. But Sheila used to go over to Knightsfield, didn't you?
Yeah.
Before they built them houses.
My dad made me a
observer corps.
Yeah, he was quite good. Yeah, he was good at his. Well, he won, my dad. I went to the Brownies, but I didn't go into the Girl Guides.
Tell me about Brownies.
Brownies. That was nice. I enjoyed that. Yeah, that was up at St Michael's Church. Yes, they have the Brownies. And I used to go away on camping things, holidays and that, you know. I started when I was, 7 or 8. And then I think you had to leave just before 11. Yeah, had the uniform, yellow scarf. Sometimes we used to go to church on a Sunday morning, you know. When we used to go down the guys, we used to do different things like knotting and all things like that, you know, making things. And, it was, that's how I met quite a few of my friends down there, you know, girlfriends. It was lovely.
So which day of the week would it be? Or did
it? Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday. Yeah. You used to have to write stories and different things, you know. And
camping, used to go out there, take the sleeping bag and all that, you know. And
Nedworth Park,
we went to one,
I was just going to say, going back to your brother, what was his name and how old would he have
been?
Keith Hart.
He was 7 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I would wake up and wonder what the noise was, and then he'd be downstairs changing his cogs on his bikes and all this.
Yeah.
And they used to be allowed to race on the roads early morning because there wasn't the traffic about. Being at home, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
And there's a knock at the door. Yeah. And this chap said, "I've brought this young lad home who's had an accident." This driver never saw him, knocked him off his bike, but he was all right. He had a few cuts and bruises. But they used roads like the Hartford Road and 414. They used to use the A1. They're like time trials. So it wasn't a race. You would go off on, say, 30 seconds intervals, and then you would be timed the time you left to the time you got to the other end, and that was whoever did it the shortest time. When we were young, we bought that tandem, didn't we? You remember?
Yeah,
we cycled for miles. And then, of course,
Like the Murphy radio, that was a really good, it did everything. You could get, you would not only have sports, but you would have different, like a mini amateur fairground, if you know what I mean. Different people were put on different things. And then, of course, the cinema on the Saturday morning was for children, cowboys and all that sort of thing. Like.